And yes, he does. He's not in studio. He typically is in studio, but he joins us tonight, courtesy of the John Shustacola Banker Hotline. That will be Stephen Silton from Colton O'Connor, sports and business attorney. Steve Silton, I'll tell you this. There's two people right now in the world that are extremely happy that I am employed. Those two people are Chad Hartman and you, because if I didn't have a job today, you guys are going to get hit up for some money.
I'm happy. First off, I am not the only. We are not the only people happy. I've got calls from numerous people today, including our joint friend Jack Fitterman, who literally was in mourning over your show potentially not being on. So there are lots of people who are extremely happy you're on the air. And as you know, I always love to be in the studio, but this is one night, frankly, I didn't want to miss.
I know, man. I'm happy that you're on the show any way that we can get you on the show. I'm truly appreciative of that. But I'm happy that you are such an active contributor to the show, because you make the show better with your legal analysis. But tonight we're actually going to have a little bit of fun with Stephen Silton. And the topic is, because people are hitting me up on Twitter, my phone's been blowing up for the last 36 hours or so about, we're sad that you're going. Now everybody realizes that I'm not going anywhere. The show will continue to roll on. It's back. We're back, baby. We are back. So the greatest comebacks in sports. So we're going to collect and put together a list of great comebacks in sports history. I don't know. Do you want me to start, or do you want to start with maybe your thoughts on give me a comeback or a game or something that you want to start off with?
Yeah, I'll start out with one, because I was thinking today after we decided on a topic, like, what are the greatest sports comebacks? And I can tell you the greatest sports comeback I ever witnessed was Super Bowl 51, New England Patriots, down 25 points, coming back to win against the Atlanta Falcons. I was there in Houston.
Yep.
I actually turned to someone, and I don't bet on NFL games because I don't think it's appropriate considering I do some work for teams. And I said, if I had to make a bet, I would live bet the Patriots. And the guy next to me live bet the Patriots for $50. I think he made like 45-1 or something.
What?
Yes. Yes, it was crazy. It was crazy. It literally, they were barely taking bets at that point. Live betting was kind of a new concept.
Yep.
Now, of course, everybody does it. And it was, you kind of saw it happening. I mean, Brady is one of those guys that calling it a comeback is, you know, it's only a comeback when you look at the scoreboard. You're always in a game whenever you have a legend, a true GOAT like Brady behind center. How about you?
We had that on the list. That is absolutely on the list. Patriots defeat the Falcons in Super Bowl 51. So that was on the list. I'm going to tell you the first one I offered up, though, was the 2016 NBA Finals when the Cavaliers came all the way back in that series. They overcame a 3-1 deficit against the Golden State Warriors, who everybody was wanting to crown as like you can look at them as the team of the decade, but people were saying that they were on pace to be the greatest, of all time. Well, you have that, the role.
Dynasty, yep.
Yeah, dynasty. Thank you. Thank you for filling in the blank there. The greatest dynasty of all time. Yeah, they had LeBron and the crew down 3-1, and LeBron and everybody came back.
You know, that was, I have to give it to him. And, you know, at times I've been a little critical of LeBron. I don't like him putting himself up there as a GOAT when you've got the quintessential GOAT in Michael Jordan. And I don't like how LeBron is off teams. I don't like Bronny. But, you know, he had two great.
What has Bronny done? What has Bronny done?
What? You're demeaning the game, Henry.
Wait, when you don't like his son?
As a person, I love him.
Oh no,
but
no.
As a player,
you don't like
he's
LeBron.
Not an NBA player.
Well, he's an NBA player. He's not a starter, and he's just a bench player. And he's a guy that should have went later in the draft than what he went. I agree with you. I don't hold any ill will against Bronny, because his dad has maneuvered this, and I blame the adults in the room. Bronny just wants to play basketball. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't like all the maneuvering of getting Bronny on the Lakers and all that stuff. But I'm not going to hold that against the kid.
I hold it against LeBron. I think it demeans his legacy, right?
Yeah.
But That being said, LeBron did have two great comebacks, right? He had that comeback. He also had the one when he was on Miami, and they came back from Dallas in the finals as well, right? Dallas had him down.
No, they lost to Dallas. I think you're talking about the Spurs.
Right, the Spurs.
Yeah, the Spurs, yeah. That was the one, the series where Ray Allen hit the shot on the side and ended up winning that series.
Yes. So he definitely had two of the great comebacks. So I give him that.
Yep.
I for sure agree with you.
All right, so we got the Pacers defeating the Falcons, we've got the Cavs defeating the Golden State Warriors. What else you got?
Well, you gotta have the hometown team, right? The Minnesota Vikings coming back against the Indianapolis Colts, right? And
yeah.
I think the biggest comeback in NFL history. I was at that game as well. That was an incredible game. Kind of one of the first, you know, great kind of performances by Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, that was a game, and we got that one on the list as well. That was just a couple of years ago at U.S. Bank Stadium. That was a phenomenal comeback. I was in the building for that game, too. That was an amazing game, but a lot of fun, man, just a lot of fun. So we got to go back to 2004. Remember the Red Sox coming back against the Yankees in the ALCS? They were down 3-0 and won the series.
Yes.
That was crazy. Yeah.
Crazy, truly crazy, particularly when you're fighting against the curse, right? Like you're fighting against history, you're fighting against the Yankees. Now, the big question is, who did they beat in the World Series that year?
In 2004?
Yes.
The Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
Chris, you are 100% correct.
I remember that because I was living in Columbia, Missouri, and I had a Red Sox hat, and I went to a Cardinals bar.
Ooh.
The night when that series was over,
ooh.
I was not popular.
They were ready to kill you. So you're basically lucky to be alive right now.
Pretty much. I'm very thankful that some upset St. Louis Cardinal fans, the best fans in baseball.
All right, so what else you got for us, Steve?
Well, you have the 1993 NFL playoff game where the Bills came back from a 32-point deficit to win an overtime against the Oilers, right? That is, I think, the biggest by point playoff comeback in NFL history.
Okay. All right. So we've got that one. And that one was also on the list, too. And actually, everybody identifies that game as, quote, the comeback. We're talking to Stephen Tilton from Colson O'Connor here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. We love talking to him, getting his legal analysis on all things sports and entertainment. But tonight, we're talking about the biggest comebacks because clearly The Lake Show is back. I'll give you one, and this is actually, I'm going to give credit to Chris because he mentioned this earlier. How about the Reggie Miller game against the New York Knicks, Madison Square Garden, where he scores 8 points in 9 seconds?
Yeah, that was one of the great performances. If you remember, Jordan was on his baseball hiatus then, and the NBA was looking for a kind of a new star, and Reggie Miller kind of came out of nowhere and I mean, he was a different kind of player, you know, lights out shooter. People forget how great of a shooter Reggie Miller was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just, he never was. Did that team ever win a championship? I don't remember.
No, they never won. They never won. Mm-mm. Pacers did not win.
Which is interesting. I have an interesting comeback, and I don't have the exact date of this. And it was a Jordan team. But Jordan wasn't on the floor. The team was led by Bobby Hanson, and they came back from, I want to say, an 18-point deficit in the playoffs with Jordan sitting on the bench and Bobby Hanson playing guard with of course, Scottie Pippen, who was always on the floor when Jordan was on the bench. And they came back to beat, I forget who, if someone could text you, or if Chris could find it on the internet, it'd be great. Do you remember that game, Henry? Or was
no.
that before your time? Even?
And you said Jordan was on the bench?
Jordan was on the bench. One of the great comebacks with Jordan on the bench.
Hmm. All right, maybe we'll look that up in commercial break. How about this? How about the fact that the Wolves just recently, okay, not as in like, last year, but just a couple of years ago. How about when they – well, hold on. Or was it – when was the Denver series?
That was last year.
That was last year. Yeah, that was last year when we – I mean, that was pretty spectacular. Yeah, I'm so blurry right now in my brain with – because we swept the Suns, and then who do we
– Yeah, then we played –
Then we played Denver, and then we played Dallas.
Denver. Yeah, and we were down 3-1 in that series, right?
I think it was 3-2. I think we were down 3-2. We defeated them at Target Center, and then we went on the road and won a Game 7 in Denver.
Yeah,
that was pretty badass.
That was a great series. People forget, because this year has been a little bit uneven, how great the playoff run of the Wolves was last year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not diminished by that Dallas series, which was kind of a bad series. It was a great run. It was absolutely amazing. I've got a golf comeback. Okay.
Okay. Give me a golf comeback.
They called it the Miracle at Medina, which was the 2012 Ryder Cup, where the Europeans trailed the sadly the U.S. 6-10 and came back to beat them, which was a rough, some bitter pill for the U.S. team at the time.
See, why you got to bring up old stuff, man? Why you got to bring up when we fall off the golf course?
The other one, golf one, and this is a little bit of a positive one, and I was there, and it was one of the most, being there at the Masters is a unique experience for anyone who's there, because there's no cell phones. So if you're sitting in certain areas of the course, the only way you find out the score is with these manual scoreboards. Nobody knows. And the 2019 Masters, where Tiger Woods, that's his last major and will remain his last major, where Tiger Woods came back, I forget, some 4 or 5 strokes in the final round, where everyone was putting the ball in the water at Amen Corner on hole 12. And I was actually there, watched Tiger Woods re-club. He took a bigger club because he could tell that the wind was worse by everyone else dumping in the water, put it over the track, down in two, and the rest was history. He wound up kind of overcoming Tony Finau in like the last two holes and in one of those dramatic Masters championships ever.
Yep. Hey, well, I appreciate the time, my man. Enjoy the trip. I know that you're doing work, but at the same time, you get to chill a little bit, hopefully, and get some golf in a great location. But happy to have you back on the show.
Hey, Henry, it's just so great to be on the show. The evenings wouldn't have been the same without you, and I really would have missed you. So very glad to have you back, and look forward to being in the studio next time.
I appreciate it. That's Stephen Silton joining us here on The Lake Show. The Good Neighbor, News Talk, 830 WCCO.